And we're staying in the countryside now on BBC Radio 4 for the first part of our family drama for the Easter holidays. A best-loved story of saved bacon as dawn breaks over a New England farm.
Listen to the sounds of the morning. Very early morning. In fact, the sun isn't even up yet. Listen to the crickets, the hoot owls, a frog by the pond, a dog up at the next farm. And today, there's another sound. Some brand new pigs have been born. There's one of them right now. His name is... Well, actually, he doesn't have a name yet. For the moment, he's still just a little pig. But, as you'll see, he isn't just any ordinary pig.
Charlotte's Web by E.B. White. With Sophie Thompson as Charlotte, Dominic Cooper as Wilbur, Ken Campbell as Templeton the Rat, and Peter Marinka as the narrator.
Breakfast time, Avery!
Oh, where is that boy?
Hurry up, honey, will you? It's on the table!
Mama, what's the capital of Pennsylvania?
Oh, honey, I don't know.
Morning, Bird.
Morning, Papa.
Breakfast, John.
I have a job to do before I sit down.
Oh, I think it's Harrisburg.
Where's Papa going with that axe?
Oh, out to the hog house. Some pigs were born last night.
I don't see why he needs an axe.
Well, one of the pigs is a runt. It's very small and weak, so your father's decided to do away with it.
Do away with it?
Mm-hmm.
You mean kill it? Just because it's smaller than the others, that's no reason to kill it. Papa,
oh, honey,
I've got to stop him.
Oh, Fern, come back. Your father's right. The pig will probably die anyway. Avery, breakfast!
Papa, please don't kill it. It's unfair.
Fern, you will have to learn to control yourself.
Control myself? This is a matter of life and death, and you talk about controlling myself?
Fern, let go of the axe. I know a lot more about raising a litter of pigs than you do. A weakling makes trouble. Now run along.
But it's unfair. The pig couldn't help being small, could it? If I had been very small, would you have killed me? Oh,
certainly not, but this is different. A little girl is one thing. A little runty pig is another.
I see no difference. This is the most terrible case of injustice I ever heard of.
Well, all right. You can keep him. He's yours.
Thank you, Papa. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm saved from an untimely death. May the good Lord forgive me this foolishness.
Avery, get down here now, please.
Coming!
Look, Mama.
What? Oh, John.
She can start him on a bottle like a baby. Then she'll see what trouble a pig can be.
Look at him. He's absolutely perfect.
What's that? What's she got in that box?
She has got a guest for breakfast. Now you wash up and get your breakfast. The school bus will be here in half an hour.
Let's see it. You call that miserable thing a pig? It's no bigger than a white rat. Can I have a pig too, Pop?
No, I only distribute pigs to early risers. Fern was up at daylight trying to rid the world of injustice. As a result, she now has a pig. A small pig, but a pig nevertheless. It just shows what can happen if a person gets out of bed promptly. Now, let's you and I go wash our hands.
Oh, Pop.
Come on now.
Fern, honey, I found a baby bottle. Now, oh, what's his name anyway?
Why, I don't know.
He can stay in here where it's warm for now.
My very own pig. Oh, you're looking at me. See how the light shines through your ears and turns them pink? Now I have to name you. A perfect name for a perfect pig. Fred. That's a good name. But not for you. Clarence? No, you don't look like a Clarence. Maximilian, because you're worth a million to me. Maybe I'm trying too hard. Let's see. Barney, Herman, Newton, Warren, Willie, Wilbur, William. Wait a minute. Wilbur. What a beautiful name.
For the first few days of his life, Wilbur was allowed to live in a box near the stove in the kitchen. With Fern's care, Wilbur grew and grew. Then one day, Mrs. Arable complained,
"That pig is too big for my kitchen."
So he was moved to a bigger box in the woodshed and graduated from a bottle to slops. Wilbur was what's known as a spring pig, which simply means he was born in the spring. By the time he was 5 weeks old, he had grown even more.
Hello, Wilbur. I'm happy to see you, too. You know, you're not a runt anymore. In fact, you're quite a specimen.
Breakfast time, Wilbur. Skim milk, potato skins, leftover sandwiches, and marmalade drippings. Well, Fern, he's 5 weeks old now. He's big and strong and healthy. And he's ready to be sold.
No, Papa. You can't sell him. You just can't.
He's eating too much. He's got to go, Fern. You've had your fun raising a baby pig. But Wilbur is not a baby pig any longer and has to be sold. I've already sold his 10 brothers and sister.
Huh? Look, he's fainted. Wilbur, wake up. Oh, please wake up. Oh, there. Oh, poor thing.
All right.
Thank you, Papa.
Maybe we can call the Zuckermans. Your Uncle Homer sometimes raises a pig. And if Wilbur goes there to live, you can walk down the road and visit him any time you like.
Oh, thank you, Papa, thank you.
Come along, we'll call Uncle Homer.
Can Wilbur come too?
Why not? Maybe we'll let him make the call himself.
It's not funny. He can talk, you know.
Oh, Fern, what an imagination.
Zuckerman, are you seriously planning to keep that pig in this dirty old barn?
I certainly am, Edith. Dirt, spider webs. That pig ought to feel right at home in here. Okay, Lurvy, put the trough down over there.
Sure thing, Mr. Zuckerman.
Ah, there. That should do it.
Well, I just hope this pig's not going to be more trouble than it's worth. Oh, that'll be the Arables.
I still can't believe we're going to have a new pig around here. But Fern seems so desperate to find a new home for it, I just couldn't say no. Anyway, she only asked $6 for it. When the pig gets big enough to slaughter, he'll be worth a lot more than $6.
Uncle Homer, are you in there?
Here they are. Come on in, Fern.
Hi, Uncle Homer. Hi, Lurvy. I'd like you to meet Wilbur.
Oh, he has a name, does he? Well, here's your new home, pig, Wilbur. Hope you like it. Lurvy, the fence in the far field has a hole in it. You better patch it up real good. We don't want that pig getting out.
Sure thing, Mr. Zuckerman.
Your Aunt Edith's just opened a great big can of peaches. Let's go in and have a dish.
Okay, thanks. Just let me stay with Wilbur for just a minute till he gets used to his surroundings.
Sure thing.
It's very nice here, Wilbur. And I can come down and visit you almost every day. Now I better go. I'll see you tomorrow.
I know I'm going to miss living with the Arable family, but this place doesn't seem too bad. It's a very large barn. And old, I'll bet. I like the smell. Hay and manure, horses and cows. It has a peaceful smell, as though nothing bad could ever happen again in the whole world.
Fern was right. I'm going to like it in here.
So this is our new resident. That's right. Relax and enjoy yourself while you can. Oh, yes. They'll treat you very well and fatten you up very nicely. Then one day you'll wake up and bang, it's all over.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Who are you?
The goose. The goose. The goose.
Oh. Hi, goose.
But I only see one. You introduced me to three.
No. I tend to repeat myself. Do you have a name besides Pig?
Yes. They call me Wilbur.
Wilbur. Is that a pretty tacky name, if you ask me?
Well, nobody asked you.
Who said that?
Templeton, the rat.
In person? Well, Runtant. I will admit it's nice to have a pig around the place again. I haven't had delicious leftover slops in an age.
But the slops will be for me.
I'm sure you'll find it in your charitable little heart to share your food with dear old Templeton. I'll just make a nest right here, under your trough.
What's all the commotion in here?
It's the old sheep and the little lamb. We have a new resident. His name is Wilbur.
Oh, yeah. The pig.
You know about me?
We overheard the Zuckermans discussing you. They plan to keep you nice and comfortable.
And fatten you up with delicious slops.
Oh, I am going to like it here.
Just the same, we don't envy you. You know why they want to make you fat and tender, don't you?
No, I don't.
Now, old sheep. He'll learn soon enough.
Learn what?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. Nice to meet you, Wilbur. Lamb, mind your manners.
Nice to meet you, Wilbur.
My pleasure, I'm sure.
Well, I have eggs to hatch.
And I have dustbins to raid.
Good. Good night, Wilbur. Better get some rest after such a long day.
Yes, thank you, I will. Well, the animals seem nice, I think. But I'm not sure about Templeton. And I'm a trifle concerned about the old sheep's remarks.
You know why they want to make you fat and tender, don't you?
Well, I'm not going to worry about it just now.
I'm much too tired.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep, little pig.
Oh, no. Morning already, and it's raining. I've made such grand plans for today. I'm lonely. And I know Fern won't come in such bad weather. Oh, honestly, I'm less than 2 months old and already I'm tired of living.
Morning, Pig. Breakfast time. Lots of good leftovers today. Skim milk, bits of donuts, wheat cakes with maple syrup, and custard pudding with raisins. Oh, yes, sir. A meal fit for a pig. What? What's wrong with you? Don't tell me I have a sick pig on my hands. Oh, I don't want to be giving you sulfur and molasses every other day.
Oh. Here, Wilbur, aren't you going to eat any of this?
I don't want food. I want love. I want a friend.
Fantastic. Woo! All for me.
I want someone who'll play with me. Goose! Will you come over and play with me, Goose?
Sorry. I have to sit on my eggs. 8 of them. Got to keep them toasty-oasty warm. I'm no flibbity-ibbity-gibbet. I'm expecting goslings.
Well, I didn't think you were expecting woodpeckers.
Nah.
Will you play with me, Lamb?
Certainly not. I don't play with pigs. Pigs mean less than nothing to me. Oh, nah. Go play by yourself. I don't play with pigs.
Templeton, will you play with me, Templeton?
Play? I hardly know the meaning of the word.
Well, it means to have fun, to frolic, to run and skip and to make merry.
I never do those things if I can avoid them. I prefer to spend my time eating, gnawing and spying. I'm a glutton, not a merrymaker.
No friends. It's raining. No fern. No one to play with. This has been the worst day of the whole of my life.
Do you want a friend, Wilbur? I'll be your friend. I watched you all night, and I like you.
Where are you? And who are you?
Salutations.
Salu-what?
Salutations.
Well, what are they? And where are you?
Salutations are greetings. It's a fancy way of saying hello. Look up.
Here, in the corner of the doorway. Here I am. Look, I'm waving.
Stretched across the upper part of the doorway was a big spider's web. And hanging from the top, head down, was a large gray spider. She was waving one of her eight legs at Wilbur in friendly greeting.
See me now?
Oh, yes. Indeed. How are you? Good morning and salutations to you too. Very pleased to meet you. What is your name, please? May I have your name?
My name is Charlotte.
Charlotte what?
Charlotte A. Cavatica, but you can call me Charlotte.
Charlotte, I think you're beautiful.
Well, I am pretty, but then I'm a spider. All spiders are rather nice looking. I'm not as flashy as some, but I'll do.
And your web? Oh, it's beautiful too.
It's my home. It protects me, and I trap my food in it.
I'm so happy you'll be my friend. In fact, it restores my appetite. Will you join me?
No, thank you. My breakfast is waiting for me on the other side of my web.
Oh, what are you having?
A fly. I caught it this morning.
You eat flies?
Certainly. Flies, grasshoppers, beetles and moths. Anything careless enough to get caught in my web. Of course, I don't really eat them. I drink their blood. I love blood.
Ew.
I can't help it. It's the way I'm made. You have your meals brought to you. Nobody feeds me. I live by my wits. I have to be sharp and clever, or I go hungry. Anyway, if I didn't catch insects and eat them, there would soon be so many, they'd destroy the earth, wipe out everything.
Really? Well, I wouldn't want that to happen. Perhaps your web is a good thing after all.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to have my breakfast.
Well, I've got a new friend, all right. Charlotte is brutal, scheming and bloodthirsty. How can I learn to like her? Even though she is pretty and very clever, it seems.
The early summer days on a farm are the happiest and fairest of the year. Lilacs and apple blossoms bloom. The days grow warm and soft. And now that school was over, Fern could visit the barn almost every day.
Hi, everybody. Wilbur, here's a little piece of pineapple upside down cake for you. May I stay and visit for a little while?
Attention, everyone. I have an announcement. After 4 weeks of unremitting effort on the part of our friend, the goose, the goslings have arrived.
Well done, goose.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm pleased as can be, baby.
What a wonderful day. Brand new goslings. How many goslings are there?
Seven.
Seven is a lucky number.
Luck had nothing to do with this. It was hard work and good management.
I thought there were eight eggs. What happened to the other one?
It didn't hatch. It was a dud, I guess.
Can I have it?
Certainly, certainly, certainly. Here you are. Roll it away. Add it to your nasty collection.
Oh, lovely.
But I'll tell you one thing, Templeton. If I catch you poking your ugly nose around my goslings, I'll give you the worst pounding a rat ever took.
All right.
A rat is a rat, but my friends, let's hope that egg never breaks. A rotten egg is a regular stink bomb.
Don't worry, I won't break it. I handle stuff like this all the time. I'll put it right here, under the trough, with my other things.
Imagine wanting a junky old rotten egg.
By the way, Wilbur, I heard the Zuckermans talking about you. They're very glad about the weight you're putting on.
Yes, I guess they are.
Sure they are.
At my age, it's a good idea to keep gaining.
You know why they're happy, don't you?
You asked me this once before, but you didn't tell me why.
Now, old sheep.
He has to know sometime.
Know what?
Wilbur, I don't want to spread bad news, but they're fattening you up because they're going to kill you.
They're going to what?
Kill you. Turn you into smoked bacon and ham. It'll happen when the weather turns cold. It's a regular conspiracy. I see the same thing year after year. John Arable arrives with his gun, shoots them.
Stop! I don't want to die. Save me, somebody. Save me.
Wilbur! Wilbur!
Be quiet, Wilbur!
I can't be quiet. Is it true what the old sheep says, Charlotte? Is it true they're going to kill me when the cold weather comes?
The old sheep has been around this barn a long time. If she says they plan to kill you, I'm sure it's true. It's also the dirtiest trick I ever heard of.
I don't want to die. I want to stay alive right here in my comfortable manure pile with all my friends. I want to breathe the beautiful air and lie in the beautiful sun.
You're certainly making a beautiful noise.
But I don't want to die.
Wilbur, Wilbur, quieten down. You shall not die.
What? Who's going to save me?
I am.
How?
I'm afraid that remains to be seen.
Oh.
But I am going to save you, and I want you to quieten down immediately. You're carrying on in a childish way. Stop your crying. I can't stand hysterics.
Fern! In here, Avery.
Mother sent me to get you. You're going to miss supper.
I'm coming. Bye, everybody. And thank you, Charlotte, for whatever it is you're going to do to save Wilbur.
Who's Charlotte?
The spider over there.
It's tremendous.
Leave it alone.
That's a fine spider.
You stop it, Avery. Get down! Get down!
I want that spider. Let go of my stick, Fern.
I won't. Get down! Watch out!
Help! Ah! Ugh!
I warned you, Avery.
What's that smell? Ah! I think we broke a rotten egg. Good night. What a stink. Let's get out of here.
My beloved egg!
I'm so glad that's over with. I hope that smell goes away soon.
Charlotte?
Yes?
Were you serious when you promised you'd keep them from killing me?
I've never been more serious in my life.
Well, how are you going to save me?
Well, I don't really know, but I'm working on a plan.
Well, how is the plan? Is it coming along pretty well? Have you got very far with it?
Oh, it's coming all right. The plan is still in its early stages and hasn't completely shaped up yet, but I'm working on it. Now, I want you to get plenty of sleep and stop worrying, and I want you in bed without delay.
All right, Charlotte. Thank you, Charlotte. Good night, Charlotte.
Good night, Wilbur.
Charlotte?
Yes?
May I get a drink of milk?
No! I want you to go to sleep. No more talking. Close your eyes and go to sleep.
Good night, Charlotte.
Good night, Wilbur.
Good night, Charlotte.
Good night, Wilbur. What to do? I promised to save his life, and I am determined to keep that promise. But how? Wait a minute. How perfectly simple. The way to save Wilbur is to play a trick on Zuckerman. Oh, if I can fool a bug, I can surely fool a man. People are not as smart as bugs. Of course, that's it. Oh, this will not be easy, but it must be done. First, I tear a section out of the web. Now, I shall weave some new threads to take their place. I'll begin here. Swing, spinnerets, let out the thread. The longer it gets, the better it's read. Outline, descend, complete the curve, easy now, that's it, back up, take your time, and descend, now curve, and tie it off, atta girl, now for the O. and tie it off. Oh, good. Oh, the message is spun. I've come to an end. The job that I've done is all for my friend, Sam Pig. Not bad, old girl, for the first time around. Oh, but it was quite exhausting. Oh, I'd better catch a little nap before breakfast.
There he is.
Over there.
Look at how big he's grown.
Plenty of fish.
Wilbur!
What a terrible dream! Oh, what a terrible dream!
Here you go, Pig. Breakfast. Leftover pancakes. Half a donut. Stale toast. Absolutely del... Whoa. What's that? Some pig? I'm seeing things. Some pig. Oh, Mr. Zuckerman. Mr. Zuckerman!
That's it, Mr. Zuckerman. Mrs. Zuckerman, look. That's what I wanted to show you. The writing in the spider's web.
Some pig. A miracle has happened on this farm.
A miracle?
I don't believe it. Some pig.
A miracle has happened, and a sign has occurred here on Earth, right on our farm. And we have no ordinary pig.
It seems to me you're a little off. It seems to me we have no ordinary spider.
Oh, no. It's the pig that's unusual. It says so right there in the middle of that web. Edith, call the minister and tell him about the miracle. Then call the Arables. Hurry! We'll have lots of visitors when word of this leaks out. Hurry up, Edith. Go and call the minister.
I better call my hairdresser and my manicurist and my...
You know, Lurvy, I've thought all along that pig of ours was an extra good one. You notice how solid he is around the shoulders?
Well, sure I do. I've always noticed that pig. He's quite a pig.
He's long and he's smooth.
That's right. He's as smooth as they come. He's some pig.
Well, let's hurry and get the chores done. Then we better get ready for all those visitors we're going to get.
Sure thing, Mr. Zuckerman.
Some pig. Well done, Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So far, so good. This is just the beginning.
In the days that followed, Mr. Zuckerman was so busy entertaining visitors that he neglected his farm work. Mrs. Zuckerman prepared special meals for Wilbur. Lurvy shaved and got a haircut. And his principal farm duty was to feed the pig while people looked on. Mr. Zuckerman ordered Lurvy to increase Wilbur's feedings from 3 meals to 4 meals a day.
Order! Order! I shall begin by calling the roll. Wilbur!
Here.
Goose!
Here.
Oh, you sound like 3 geese. Why can't you just say here? Why do you have to repeat everything?
It's my idiosyncrasy.
Old sheep.
Here.
Little lamb. Very funny. Now, all of you must have noticed what's been going on around here the last few days. We've had hundreds of visitors to see the web, but people are slowly losing interest. In order to keep people interested, and Zuckerman thinking that Wilbur is still a special little pig, I need new words for the web. Any suggestions for a new slogan?
How about Pig Supreme?
No good. It sounds like a rich dessert.
How about terrific, terrific,
one terrific and it will do very nicely. I think it might impress Zuckerman. How do you spell terrific?
Miss Charlotte, I'm not terrific.
That doesn't make a particle of difference, not a particle. People believe almost anything they see in print. Does anybody here know how to spell terrific?
I think it's a TEEERRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRR
Oh, I'll spell the word the best way I can. But if I am to save Wilbur's life, I will need more than one word.
Perhaps Templeton can help. Where is he?
Templeton? He helps himself. What's up?
When you go to the dump, please bring back a clipping from a magazine. Charlotte can copy the words. It will help save Wilbur's life.
Let him die. Why should I worry?
You'll worry next winter when Wilbur is dead and nobody comes down here with a nice pail of slops.
I'll bring back a magazine clipping.
Thank you. The meeting is adjourned. Tonight, I will tear my web apart and write terrific. Now, Wilbur, go out into the yard and play.
Oh, thank you, Charlotte. You're the best friend a pig ever had.
Oh, some pig. Some pig. Now, let's see. The first letter is T. Swing, spinnerets, let out the thread. The longer it gets, the better it's read.
Far into the night, while the other creatures slept, Charlotte worked on her web.
Line, descend, across. Is all for my friend.
Then she ate a small bug she had been saving and fell asleep.
Morning, pig. Oh, my stars. It can't happen again, but it did. Terrific. Another miracle. Mr. Zuckerman. Mr. Zuckerman, come to the pig pen! It's another miracle!
Oh, Charlotte. It's beautiful.
Good morning, Wilbur. Terrific. Hooray for Charlotte. She did it again. Oh, she's still sleeping. It must have been a long night for her.
Edith! Call the reporter on the Weekly Chronicle and tell him what happened. He might want to bring a photographer.
There it is, Mr. Zuckerman.
Well, what do you know? Terrific. What do you think of that, Fern?
It's great.
Another miracle.
We're going to have visitors all over the place again.
Oh, I don't know where we'll put them. Last time, the driveway was practically full of cars and trucks.
We can park the vehicles in the open field.
Huh. I'll go make up a couple of parking signs.
Good idea, Lurvy.
Does this mean you're not going to kill Wilbur, Uncle Homer?
Well, who said anything about killing him?
But that's what happens to pigs. In the cold weather. You know, the conspiracy the old sheep was saying? I guess I picked it up somewhere.
Wilbur's safe for now, Fern, as long as he's attracting all this attention. Fern, honey, your mama and papa think you spend too much time with the animals. Maybe you should play with children your own age, like Tommy Watson or Henry Fussy.
Tommy Watson? Ugh. Henry Fussy? Oh!
Well, it was just an idea. Let's go help your Aunt Edith. She's going to be doing a lot of baking for the visitors today.
Okay, Uncle Homer. Goodbye, Wilbur. See you later.
Good morning, Wilbur.
Oh, Charlotte. They're so excited about the new word. And they're expecting more visitors today.
Oh, that's wonderful. But we still have to worry about the future. Your life is not secure yet.
I know. But I can face anything with a friend like you. Friendship is one of the most terrific things in the world.
Yeah, you better believe it, Buster. And you better not forget the friendship of old Templeton, who just happened to be at the dump all night looking for words to help save your life.
Morning, morning, morning. Terrific. My word. I do believe that was my word.
Sorry, Pig. Murphy got so excited he forgot to give you your breakfast this morning. Mrs. Zuckerman threw in a whole piece of apple strudel she's baking for the visitors. That's what you get for being a terrific pig. And I'll let you into a little secret. If all this excitement continues, I might even think about taking you to the county fair. Who knows? You may even win that blue ribbon.
Did you hear that, everybody? The county fair! The county fair! Sheep, what's a county fair?
It happens in a month or so. People show their animals for prizes.
Oh, the county fair? That means I'd get to live for at least another month.
And maybe longer if you win that blue ribbon.
Charlotte, will you go to the fair with me?
I don't know. The fair comes at a bad time for me.
Nobody's going to the fair yet. Zuckerman said he was just thinking about taking you. If the excitement continues.
Well, that means new words. Templeton, what did you bring?
Well, how's this? It says crunchy. Crunchy would be a good word to write into your web.
It's absolutely awful. It couldn't be worse. We must advertise Wilbur's noble qualities, not his tastiness. Did you bring another word?
How's this? It's the label of an old shirt.
I'm sorry, Templeton, but I'm afraid pre-shrunk is out of the question. Have you got another one?
Well, you think I am a messenger boy? There. It's from an empty packet of washing powder, and I'm not going back for any more.
With new, radiant action. Oh. Wilbur, run around. I want to see you in action, to see if you're radiant. Jump in the air. Now do a roll.
What was that?
That was a roll.
Yeah, a bacon roll. Ha ha!
Yes. Do a backflip with a half twist in it. Well, it may not be radiant, but it's interesting.
Actually, I feel radiant. I really do.
Then radiant you shall be. I'd better start writing at once.
Oh, poor Charlotte. This is so much work for you.
I don't mind. You're a good little pig, Wilbur, and you deserve to live. Now, everybody stand in front of me so Zuckerman won't notice that I'm writing if he comes back before I finish. Lamb, will you go and keep lookout? Swing, spinnerets! Let out the thread. The longer it gets, the better it's read.
Templeton would need to go to the fair too. Somebody has to run errands and do general work.
I'm staying right here. I haven't the slightest interest in fairs.
That's because you've never been to one. A fair is a rat's paradise. Everybody spills food at a fair. Popcorn, ice cream, candy floss, toffee apples, hard-boiled eggs, particles of cheese, cracker crumbs...
Stop! That's enough! You've twisted my whiskers. I shall go.
Attach! Ascend! Repeat.
Charlotte's working fast.
I've pretty well got the hang of it now.
Look out, here comes some visitors.
Looks like the Zuckermans and the Arables and a reporter. He's got a camera.
Hurry, Charlotte.
I'm almost finished. Just have to cross the final T. Over to the right. The outline. Attach.
They're almost here.
Repeat. Attach. Oh, and finished.
Right this way, everybody. Here we are.
A make room for the photographer from the Weekly Chronicle.
May I have my
picture taken with Wilbur?
Sure, young lady. Now, Mr. Zuckerman, you and the young lady stand in front of the web and look at me.
Let me get my wife and my hired hand in here, too. Come on, Edith.
Oh,
Harvey.
Okay.
Thank you, Mrs. Zuckerman.
Can I be in the picture, too, please, Pop?
Well, of course you can, Avery.
Yeah!
And Martha and John, come on, everybody.
Come on.
Cheese!
Cheese!
Cheese?
Look how big Wilbur's gotten.
You'll get some extra good ham and bacon, Homer, when it comes time to kill that pig.
Wilbur's fainted. Oh, wake up, Wilbur, wake up.
Yeah.
Oh, he's fine.
Well, that pig is terrific. Just like it says in the web.
But Mr. Zuckerman, that's not what it says in the web.
Radiant. Well, glory be.
Radiant. Radiant.
Radiant.
Well, sir, that does it. I have an announcement you can print in the newspaper. I'm going to enter this pig in the county fair. And if he can win a blue ribbon, I guarantee we'll never make bacon and ham out of him.
Oh, thank you, Uncle Homer. Come on, everybody. Let's go to the kitchen and celebrate with some fresh apple strudel and iced tea.
Oh, sounds good, Edith. Yeah.
Come on.
Some hot
yep,
coffee.
You two, come on.
Have something on it.
Charlotte, you did it. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we got you to the fair, but that's only half the battle.
Will you come with me, Charlotte? Please.
I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. Now, may I ask everybody kindly to leave? This day has been particularly exhausting, and I must have some rest.
Of course, Charlotte. Come on, lamb.
I'll admit, she's earned a little peace and quiet.
Me too.
I'll be out in the sun taking a nap, Charlotte.
I'm suddenly very tired. I know I won't be able to help Wilbur much longer. I'll have to lay my eggs soon, and I do want them to hatch here in the barn where it's warm and safe. How can I go to the fair? But I gave him my word. And how can he win without me?
In Charlotte's Web by E.B. White, adapted for radio by Chris Wallace from the play by Joseph Robinette, Wilbur was played by Dominic Cooper, Charlotte by Sophie Thompson, Templeton, Ken Campbell, Old Sheep, Angela Curran, Goose, Colleen Prendergast, Little Lamb, Dominic Curran, Lurvy, Kerry Shale, Homer Zuckerman, John Chancer, Edith, Laurence Bouvard, Martha Arable, Laurel Lefko, Fern, Georgina Hagen, Avery, Corbin Thomas Smith, and the narrator and John Arable, Peter Marinko. The music was by Rick Jukes. It was directed by Chris Wallace and is a Watershed Partnership production for BBC Radio 4.
Find out if Charlotte decides to go to the fair tomorrow afternoon at 2:15. And there are more stories for children on the digital station BBC 7.
BBC Radio 4, the news at 3:00. Doctors at Ipswich Hospital say they found no trace of the MRSA infection which killed a newborn baby last month. Luke Day was only 36 hours old when he died. The head of midwifery at the hospital has stressed that the maternity unit is still a safe place for mothers to give birth. Here's Stephen Chittenden.
Luke Day was born on the 2nd of February in Ipswich Hospital's maternity unit, but died a day later. A post-mortem revealed the presence of MRSA, the bug that claims hundreds of lives in British hospitals every year. Since his death, tests of the maternity facilities, staff and Luke's family members for MRSA all proved negative. The baby's family say they want to know how MRSA killed him. A hospital spokesperson described his death as a tragedy and said they're committing to finding out why Luke died.
An investigation is taking place into the shooting of an apparently armed man by police near Hull. Armed officers were sent to the A63 because people reported seeing a man carrying a weapon driving on the wrong side of the road. A federal judge in Florida has refused to intervene in the case of a severely brain-damaged woman whose feeding tubes were removed last week at the request of her husband. Terry Schiavo's parents had wanted her feeding to be resumed, and President Bush ended his holiday early to sign legislation, allowing the judge to reconsider the case. Tony Blair has said religion should play a greater role in national life. Speaking to an interdenominational Christian group called the FaithWorks Movement, the Prime Minister said the government could no longer deliver for individuals on its own, and he said that faith groups could help people before wider problems develop. Palace officials in the Principality of Monaco say Prince Rainier has been transferred to an intensive care unit. The 81-year-old, who's been in power since 1949, was taken to hospital 2 weeks ago with a bronchial infection. BBC Radio 4 News.
In half an hour, we'll have the second from our collection of spring stories. This afternoon, three women hope to discover what really happened when their friend Jack's car mysteriously plummeted off a cliff in Italy. Perhaps his wife can enlighten them. That's after Home Planet with Richard Daniel.
Hello and welcome to the...
This is BBC Radio 4, and now our afternoon play. Charlotte's plans to save Wilbur's life by writing words in her web seems to be working. But to be certain, Farmer Zuckerman says he's got to win a blue ribbon at the county fair, and Charlotte may not be able to go.
Listen. Listen to the sound of the crickets, singing the song of summer's ending, spreading the rumor of sadness and change. Everybody heard the song of the crickets. Fern and Avery Arable heard it and knew that school would soon begin again. Charlotte heard it and knew she hadn't much time left. Mrs. Zuckerman at work in the kitchen heard it and sighed at another summer gone. And Lurvy, feeding Wilbur in the barn, heard it and knew that it would soon be time to take Wilbur to the county fair.
Charlotte's Web by E.B. White. With Sophie Thompson as Charlotte, Dominic Cooper as Wilbur, Ken Campbell as Templeton the Rat, and Peter Marinka as the narrator.
Wilbur was now the center of attraction on the farm. Good food and regular hours had made him a pig to be proud of. One day, more than 100 people came to stand in his yard and admire him. Charlotte had written the word radiant in her web, and Wilbur really looked radiant as he stood in the golden sunlight. And when his audience grew bored, he would spring into the air and do a backflip with a half twist. And Homer Zuckerman would say,
"That pig is radiant. Isn't that so, Lurvy?"
And Lurvy would say,
"Sure is, Mr. Zuckerman. Did you ever see a more radiant pig?" "Sure did not, Mr. Zuckerman. Lurvy, I want you to start building a crate for Wilbur so we can take him to the county fair and make a sign. Make it large and paint it green with gold letters." "What will the letters say?"
"They should say, Zuckerman's famous pig."
Some of Wilbur's friends worried for fear all this attention would go to his head. But it never did. He did worry about the future, and sometimes at night he would have a bad dream. But usually in the daytime, he felt happy and confident. He was looking forward to the trip to the county fair. If he could distinguish himself there, and maybe win some prize money, Mr. Zuckerman had said he would let him live, and never turn him into bacon and ham. And he was sure to win a blue ribbon, if only Charlotte would go with him. But she had worries of her own.
You're going with me, aren't you, Charlotte?
Well, I don't know. The fair comes at a very bad time for me. I shall find it inconvenient to leave home, even for a few days.
Why?
Oh, I just don't feel like leaving my web. There's too much going on around here.
Oh, please come with me. I need you, Charlotte. You've just got to come.
No, I believe I'd better stay at home and see if I can't get some work done.
What kind of work?
Egg laying. It's time I made an egg sack and filled it with eggs.
Well, I didn't know you could lay eggs. Why don't you come with me to the fairgrounds and lay your eggs there? It would be wonderful fun.
You don't know the first thing about egg laying, Wilbur. I can't arrange my family duties to suit the management of the county fair. When I get ready to lay eggs, I have to lay eggs, fair or no fair. However, I don't want you to worry about it. You might lose weight. Well, leave it this way. I'll come to the fair if I possibly can.
Oh, good. I knew you wouldn't forsake me just when I needed you most.
The night before the county fair, everybody went to bed early. Fern and Avery were in bed by 8. Avery lay dreaming that the Ferris wheel had stopped and he was in the top car. Fern lay dreaming that she was getting sick in the swings. Mr. and Mrs. Zuckerman were in bed by 9. Mrs. Zuckerman lay dreaming about a deep freeze unit. Mr. Zuckerman lay dreaming about Wilbur. He dreamt that Wilbur had grown until he was 116 feet long and 92 feet high, and that he had won all the prizes at the fair and was covered in blue ribbons. Down in the barn, the animals, too, went to sleep early. All except Charlotte. Every creature planned to get up in time to see Wilbur off on his great adventure.
Good morning, Wilbur. Well, it's your big day.
Yes, it is. Charlotte, are you going to...
Morning, Wilbur.
Gently, Lurvy, gently.
Sure thing, Mr. Zuckerman.
Just here will do fine. There you are, Wilbur. Have a good look at this here crate. You'll be going in it to the fair. That's nice fresh straw Lurvy's put in there for you, isn't it, Lurvy?
Sure is, Mr. Zuckerman.
Bring Wilbur out here right now, will you, Lurvy?
What for, Edith?
Homer, I am going to give that pig a buttermilk bath.
A what?
A buttermilk bath. My grandmother used to bathe her pig with buttermilk when it got dirty. I just remembered.
Wilbur's not dirty.
He's filthy behind the ears. He also has a smudge on one side where he lays in the manure.
He lays in clean straw.
Well, he's dirty and he's going to have a bath.
Oh, we'd better do as she says.
Sure thing, Mr. Zuckerman. Let's go now, Wilbur. Come on, pig. Come on.
Good pig. Good pig, 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 pig.
Bah, it's a good thing Wilbur likes buttermilk. Children, shh. We're staying quietly, idly, idly at home. Only Wilbur is going to the fair.
I shall go too. I have decided to go with Wilbur. He may need me. We can't tell what may happen at the fairgrounds. Someone's got to go along who knows how to write.
And I'm going too. If what the old sheep says is true, a fair is a rat's paradise.
Of course it's true.
Good. I might need you, Templeton, to run errands and do general work. Now, there is no time to be lost. Templeton and I must get in the crate right now and hide ourselves.
I'll just bury myself in the straw.
And I'll hide in this knot hole.
What's that?
Hi, John. Good morning, Homer.
Look out. The people are coming. Oh.
Hi, Uncle Homer.
Hi, Uncle Homer.
Hi, Aunt Edith.
Hi, Fern. Hi, Avery.
Hi, kids. Hi, Martha. Oh, better not get too close. I'm covered in buttermilk.
That is some pig.
He's terrific.
He's very radiant.
Well, he's clean anyway. That's because I've just given him a buttermilk bath.
Pop, can I eat some of Wilbur's slop someday?
In a way, you already do. What he eats is leftovers from what we eat.
Yeah, but it looks better in the bucket than it does on the table.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And you take your hands out of that bucket right now, honey.
Okay, everybody. Let's go put him in the crate. Lurvy, have you got the slop bucket?
Oh, sure have, Mr. Zuckerman. Come on, Wilbur. Come on, pig. Come on, piggy, 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 piggy. Come on, come on.
Here they come. Shh,
Templeton. The pig.
Watch me. I'm a pig.
did I let myself in for this?
I'm a pig!
Avery, you get out of that crate this instant. What do you think you are?
I'm a pig!
Come out of that pig pen immediately.
Oh, Mama.
The truck is rolling away. Papa!
What? I must have left the handbrake off.
Come on, Avery. You can help me and Lurvy get Wilbur into the crate. Let's get him in position.
I got him.
Okay, now. Come on now, all together, boys. Shut up! There's nothing wrong with this pig. Get him in there. Good boy, Avery. Nice job, Lurvy. That'll hold him now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ackerman.
Okay, now. Yeah, that's tight. All right, everybody. Let's go see if John caught the truck in time. Then we'll have some of Edith's apple strudel while we get ready for the fair.
Watch out, Wilbur, you nearly sat on me.
Oh, hello, Templeton. So you decided to come along for the ride?
And so did I.
Charlotte, I knew you wouldn't let me down. Now I know everything is going to be all right.
I wouldn't count your goslings before they're hatched if I were you, Wilbur.
When the Arables and the Zuckermans pulled into the fairground, they could hear music and see the Ferris wheel turning in the sky. They could smell the dust of the racetrack, the hamburgers frying, and see balloons floating toward the clouds. They stopped in the area where the livestock was going to be judged.
Will the owner of a Pontiac call license number H2439 please move your car away?
Mama, can I have some money?
Can I too? I'm gonna win a doll.
I'm gonna crash a jet plane into another one. Meow!
Oh, watch out, Avery.
Avery!
It's okay, they're just excited.
Can I have a balloon?
Can I have a frozen custard and a cheeseburger and some raspberry soda pop?
You'll have to wait until we get the pig unloaded.
Oh, no, Martha. Let's let the children go off by themselves. The fair only comes once a year. Vern, here's some money. Avery, here's some for you. Remember, the money's gonna last all day. The judging's not till tomorrow. Don't eat lots of stuff that's going to make you sick to your stomachs. And be back here by 4 o'clock.
Yes, Papa.
And if you go on those swings, you hang on tight. You hang on very tight. You hear me?
Yes, Mama.
Yes, Mo. Come on, Fern.
Bye, Mama.
Bye.
And don't get lost.
Oh, and don't get dirty.
John, come and give us a hand.
Sure thing.
Do you really think it's all right, John?
Well, they've got to grow up sometime, and a fair is a good place to start, I guess.
I guess.
Okay, John. Lurvy, you ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3! There we go. Lurvy, let him out into the pen and give him a bucket of slops.
Yeah, sure thing, Mr. Zuckerman.
John? Will you give me a hand to put this sign up?
Sure thing, Homer.
Yeah. Here you go, pig. Yeah, he likes that.
We'll set it right here so everybody will know this is the pig they've been hearing about.
Zuckerman's famous pig.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Lurvy.
If we're finished for the time being, Mr. Zuckerman, I think I'll go down to the fairground and meet some of my friends.
Sure thing, Lurvy.
Maybe I'll even win one of those Navajo blankets I've been hearing about.
Oh, it's great to be at the fair, isn't it? I'm nearly as excited as the kids. Let's go have a look at the new tractors, Edith.
Let me just dry him off. Oh, look, he's asleep.
Martha, let's you and me wander over to the cattle barn and see the Holsteins and the Guernseys.
Okay, but let's try and keep an occasional eye out for Fern and Avery. All finished.
Well, let's go then.
Meet you back here at 4 o'clock.
Okay. Come on, Edith. Let's go and see those tractors.
I thought they'd never leave. Well, I think I'll do a little exploring.
Please bring back a word, Templeton.
I'll do what I can.
If I don't write something, I'm sure Wilbur will have a difficult time winning that blue ribbon. He's a dear little pig and clever, but there'll be smarter and bigger pigs here. Like that one in the next pen. He's enormous. I think I'll just drop down, take a closer look. May I have your name, please?
No name. Just call me Uncle.
Oh, very well. Uncle, you're rather large. Are you a spring pig?
course I'm a spring pig. What do you think I were, a spring chicken? That was a good one, wasn't it?